and welcome to episode 29 of Buzz Hub's Front Seat Cinema. I missed last week's episode. Apologies for that. But I'm back now. And we should be back into the swing of regular episodes as usual. So because I missed last week's episode, we didn't have the box office results last week for How to Train Your Dragon 2 or 22 Jump Street in the US. But I will, at the end of this episode, be bringing you the box office results for this weekend, which saw the release of two relatively small films, namely Clint Eastwood's Jersey Boys and the comedy sequel Think Like a Man 2. Now, I haven't seen either of these films, and I can't say I want to, considering the quite negative reviews they're both receiving, in particular the latter film. But I will probably catch up with Jersey Boys at the very least over the next few weeks. What I have seen, however, are two of the biggest releases of the month. That is The Fault in Our Stars and How to Train Your Dragon 2. And I've seen both those films since our last episode. And I enjoyed them both very much. Now, How to Train Your Dragon 2 opened reasonably well last weekend. It opened in second place behind 22 Jump Street, which I reviewed on the last episode. And I quite enjoyed How to Train Your Dragon, the first film, when it came out in 2010. I thought it was, for a DreamWorks film, it was up to quite a high standard. But this sequel, I wasn't really immersed in the marketing campaign for it. I hadn't watched any of the trailers before I saw it, and so I wasn't quite sure what to expect. And I enjoyed it quite a bit. While, as I said in my written review, it wasn't as funny or as fun as the original, It had far superior visuals. It was the great Roger Deakins, the cinematographer. He was the visual consultant on the film. So it had far superior visuals and more subtle character development than the first film, and that is absolutely true. I said it's a masterclass in mature but simple storytelling and sets a benchmark for future similarly dark animated properties. Forget Godzilla. Toothless is the best dragon you're going to see in cinemas this summer. Which is true, it's definitely better than Godzilla, although it's pretty stupid to compare them because they are completely different. But it's a really interesting film. It's very dark for a family film, or an animated family film, but it's really, really beautiful. Some of the animation in it is really, really stunning to look at. I think the characters, the main characters, they've been aged up from the first film. The first film, they were quite young children, now they're older teenagers, and I think that was a very good decision to make on the filmmaker's part. And this is supposed to be the second part of a trilogy, and I'm very interested to see what the third part has to offer. This is a very, very interesting film, and I do recommend you see it if you are a fan of animation, or if you enjoyed the first film, although I don't think this is as good as the first film. As I said, I also saw The Fault in Our Stars. This is based on a book by John Green, which I read and enjoyed quite a bit. And the film is very enjoyable. It's not incredibly well directed. Josh Boone, the director, has only made one previous film which wasn't particularly well received. And I can't say this is a whole lot better, but the acting in it is what carries it through. The acting and the script, I think Shailene Woodley and Ansel Elgort, the two young leads, are both superb, very, very engaging and likeable presences in the film, and the supporting cast, which includes Laura Dern, Willem Dafoe, are also do a very good job. The script is almost entirely adapted from John Green's novel. There isn't much new added in it, but that the novel does lend itself to film quite well, and it's a very moving film. It knows it is. It's somewhat emotionally manipulative at times, but there's some really interesting ideas going on. I think it's a far more emotionally interesting film than the other similar cancer-themed teen films, and I would recommend seeing it. I mean, it is worth seeing. It's a very, very enjoyable film, for the most part, except when it's sad. So that was quite successful in its opening weekend. It beat Edge of Tomorrow 2 weeks ago, as you will have known if you listened to our last episode. So I've seen How to Train Your Dragon 2, I've seen Fault in the Stars, and I've seen 22 Jump Street, and I've seen Edge of Tomorrow, and you can hear my reviews on those on our last few episodes. I'll go through now a few of the biggest news stories that have come out since our last episode. The biggest one by far, which came out this past Friday, is that Rian Johnson, the director of Looper, Brick, The Brothers Bloom, and some episodes of Breaking Bad, namely Fly 51 and the best episode of the whole show in my and many other people's opinion, Ozymandias. And he is now in, he's apparently going to be directing Star Wars Episode 8. Now, as far as I was concerned, J.J. Abrams was actually planning to make a trilogy, but that seems now that was never the case. But Rian Johnson, he's going to be making Episode 8, as far as we know. And he's going to write a treatment for Episode 9. He's not supposed to be directing that. So, Rian Johnson, I thought Looper was quite disappointing. I had high expectations for that film. It came out in 2012. But it was a decent enough science fiction drama. And I think the episodes of Breaking Bad he's directed, particularly Ozymandias, are really, really fantastic. Ozymandias is just a brilliant example of how cinematic television can be nowadays. And if you haven't seen that particular episode, if you haven't seen any of Breaking Bad, that is the best episode. You should watch the show, if only for that one episode. It is just brilliant from start to finish. So I think Rian Johnson is a pretty good choice. I would have very much liked to see J.J. Abrams continue, but at least we do get Episode 7 coming out December 18th, 2015. Another news, the Critics' Choice Television Awards were on, and Fargo, which is a fantastic show, it wrapped up this week, but I highly recommend you go back and watch it. It won Best Miniseries, it won Best Actor in a Miniseries for Billy Bob Thornton, and it won Best Supporting Actress in a Miniseries for Alison Tolman. Colin Firth has pulled out of the Paddington Bear film due to, well, basically, he was providing the voice of Paddington Bear, and apparently him and the filmmakers came to a mutual realization that he simply wasn't the right person to voice the bear, so they're now looking for a new actor. I would recommend Martin Freeman, star of Fargo. I think he'd be an excellent choice. In other news, Harrison Ford was injured on the Star Wars Episode 7 set, and he will apparently miss 8 weeks of filming, but this won't affect the film's release date. Apparently, I hope not. Game of Thrones Season 4 came to an end with a big finale this week. Certainly wasn't as good as Fargo's finale, but I did enjoy it. You can read my review on BuzzHub now. Jason Momoa has been rumoured for the role of Aquaman in the upcoming Justice League film, and there's been some other updates about DC's plans for their cinematic universe. You can read about that on BuzzHub. I won't go into it now, it's just too complicated. And I think that's pretty much all the biggest news, yeah. And now it's time for the weekend box office results. Last weekend's big box office takings were followed by a relatively quiet takings this weekend, where only one movie was able to gross $30 million, being the ensemble comedy sequel Think Like a Man 2, which came in at number one with that amount estimated for its first 3 days, starring Red Hot comic Kevin Hart, as well as Michael Ealy, Megan Good, Regina Hall, and Taraji P. Henson. The PG-13 comedy opened on Thursday night with $12.2 million in its first 24 hours, but it dropped on Saturday so that it ended up with less than its in its opening weekend than the $33.6 million the original movie made in its opening weekend in April 2012 on its way to $91.5 million domestic. I remember back in 2012 when the first film opened, I think it was the first film to topple the first Hunger Games film from number one. I believe Hunger Games was number one for 3 weeks, and then Think Like a Man came along and changed that. The action comedy sequel, 22 Jump Street, which I reviewed last week, starring Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill, dropped to second place with an estimated $29 million, down 49% from its opening weekend. It has grossed $111.5 million so far, making it the 15th movie of the year to cross the milestone. Overseas, the $100 million milestone. Overseas, it added another $14.1 million to make its international total $38.2 million, and its worldwide total $149.7 million. After settling for second place last weekend, the animated sequel How to Train Your Dragon 2 took third place with $25.3 million, a similar drop as 22 Jump Street as it reached a total domestic gross of $95.2 million after 10 days. The animated movie also cost $145 million versus 22 Jump Street's only $50 million, so it has some way to go before receiving its costs. Director Clint Eastwood returned with a musical drama, Jersey Boys, this weekend, based on the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and inspired by the popular Broadway show. It opened in fourth place with just 13.5 million in 2,905 theatres, an average of 4,647 per site, receiving an A-minus cinema score from audiences that consisted of 92% over the age of 25 and 61% female. Angelina Jolie's fairy tale Maleficent had a solid hold in its fourth weekend, dropping to fifth place with 13 million. Edge of Tomorrow took sixth place with 10.3 million. Fault in Our Stars was in seventh place with 8.6 million. X-Men Days of Future Past took eighth place with 6.2 million. Godzilla, Chef and Godzilla rounded out the top 10. In fact, I hope to see Chef before our next episode. I'm very much looking forward to it. That's Jon Favreau's independent comedy. So that's the box office news for this week. Thank you for downloading and listening to this episode. I'll be back next week, where I will be talking about the box office results for one of the biggest movies of the year, Transformers Age of Extinction. I can't say I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's almost 2 hours long, 3 hours long, and it looks pretty terrible, but I will be talking about its box office results as well as that of the other releases. And visit BuzzHub.info all week for the latest movie news, reviews, and podcasts. Thank you for listening.